Marty and Frank Show, thank you for joining us on January 28th. It's a Wednesday, and John Mulaney said he's going to stop by and hang out with us. So where is that guy? Get him in here. John Mulaney, you can see his show.
There he is.
Named right after himself, Mulaney.
Looks just like he does on TV.
From Fox
and
7 p.m. Hey, man.
Hi, John.
How are you?
So
we're good.
Were you hanging out in the green room listening to the show a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Beautiful green room.
Isn't
beautiful
it wonderful?
Just beautiful artwork on the wall.
Yikes.
Stunning. Stunning Louvre-esque artwork on the wall.
Yes, very, very,
very
good.
We're real proud of it, yeah.
Yeah, our listeners have some talent, don't they, when they send those to us?
Oh, those are listener made? Oh, that's beautiful.
That portrait where I look like a Mexican thug.
That's very realistic.
It's weird because that guy's a really good artist, but it just doesn't look anything like you. But if you really look at
it, looks like a human being that might exist, though.
Right, it's like really
and that's all that. That's one way to judge a painting.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it looks like a mugshot on the wall in there. And this this project that you are with, the End the Sentence Project, that you're hosting a big event tonight.
Yes.
People who had their mugshots looked at and said, hey, that guy did it, and they really didn't do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into what the Innocence Project does, but mainly, to sum it up quickly, they use DNA evidence to help wrongfully convicted people get out of prison. They're up to, this is the National Innocence Project, there are lots of different local ones, but this is the national one. They're up to about, like, 325 exonerations total. I mean, and some of these people have been in jail for, like, over 30 years.
Yeah, what do you do? You're like, what do you, now I'm out, and I'm like, oh, I've been out in the world for
well,
30
years. Well, they
also
do support for people that just got out, because it's like being, you know,
reborn.
Dumped back
do you
into
get
the
paid
world.
For getting out? I mean, when the system screws you.
I think you often do, but I think that's a big reason why some states might not want to reopen cases.
Ooh,
is because they can be, you know.
That's true.
So this benefit goes to paying the attorneys who are going to go in there and actually
fight
for somebody?
Well, and also paying for testing, because testing's expensive. You know, you got to do it through an independent lab if you're sitting in prison. You don't have the tools to just test DNA. So what they do is they work with lawyers, obviously, and then independent labs that test it. They just do amazing work, but it's expensive. So we wanted to do this benefit. I'm going to host it. Nick Kroll, Sarah Silverman, Conan O'Brien are going to be there.
Cool.
It's just going to be, it's a serious cause. It's going to be a very funny night. It's not like a heavy night of speeches and slideshows. Don't worry, everybody.
This man was convicted in 1979.
Don't worry. I'm not going to be there. In all black in a spotlight, just reading names.
It's tonight at Club Nokia. For tickets, you can go to AXS.com. We've been talking about a lot of stuff on the show today, and I'm familiar with DNA tests because I had to take one to find out if I was the father of one of my children.
Uh-huh.
And turns out I was. It was
beautiful.
It was 99.999992.
Beautiful.
So there's
still a slight chance that
there's
it's
still
not
that,
nine.
That point eight. Yeah.
So it is mine, but they are very expensive, and so this is a great thing you're doing. I got to ask you.
We're not raising money for you to get a DNA test.
Oh, you misunderstood, Frank.
You just brought up memories for me, and I was
so
like,
grateful for a second.
Thank
I was you
so much, Sean.
Thank you. This is really means
Mulaney,
a lot.
This is an honor.
It just brings up a time in my life, and I was like, oh my God. When that letter came, I mean, obviously, I've probably the same feeling that a guy who's been in prison, who's wrongly convicted, and here's the results. He gets that letter in prison that says, you know, from the DNA place. And he's like, this is the rest of my life. This is going to exonerate me, or I am guilty to the bone. With a kid, it's like, my life changes right now. Either I'm a father or I'm not. But from whatever happens in this letter, it changes right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it is
totally different. Yeah.
Totally different. It's not even close.
Because the guy sitting in jail is like, no, I know I didn't do it. Yeah, I know this is
having
say
a kid
no.
is prison. Come on. Huh?
Oh,
it really
on.
Is. It's the worst.
You have? Are you gonna have
hell
kids? I
you'll
know
ever
you're a
live.
Newlywed, John.
Yeah,
you...
I'm a newlywed. We have a French bulldog. That's like having a kid and a grandma all at once. I don't know what it is. It's like having a space alien and a baby and an elderly person.
You have a bulldog too, right?
I have an old English bulldog.
Beautiful.
All right.
Not
right.
Now,
ears up.
I got to ask you, since you said you're a newlywed, right? How long have you been married?
I got married in July.
And how's your wife's butt?
How's my wife?
If you had to describe your wife's butt with one word,
it's fantastic.
Okay.
It's not going to marry a girl.
That doesn't help me. Is it large?
No, my wife's teeny, a tiny little Jewess.
Tiny, okay.
But that's the extent I'm going to describe her body. Well,
I'm just saying, if you're thinking about having kids, science has discovered that the bigger a woman's butt, the smarter her children will be.
Science figured that out?
They figured it out.
I will not look it up. I will trust you completely on that. I would take your word for
it. It was on the internet.
It was.
No
know.
One looked that up. Right. I mean, it sounds real.
I Googled it right after, why does my penis smell? And
I see. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever Googled anything about your penis?
I've never Googled it. I've Yelped it before just to see reviews.
How the reviews are going.
You know, there are a couple negative ones.
But four
and
stars.
A couple favorable ones that you can tell I wrote. Sometimes you can tell that the favorable ones are rigged. That's what I've done.
We also talked about things you've seen other people do in public that are completely gross. Maybe it's okay for them to do that behind a closed door. Somewhere,
sure, sure, sure.
But you witnessed someone do it in public.
Yeah.
What was
I
that?
Once saw a guy. Oh, my
God. Oh, are you going to be all right? A little up.
I once saw a guy eating cottage cheese. Sorry, everybody, if you're driving, that's rough to hear. But this guy, he had a takeout
sweaty.
Spoon. He was at the train station. And he was eating it. Oh. I'm sorry, I can't go on.
Is that also the last time you cried as a man?
I cry so often.
Do you really?
Do you not cry?
No, I do. I mean, the last time I cried... It was a food-related thing. I had
mine too.
I had an open-faced like meatball sandwich,
uh-huh.
and it fell off my lap, face down.
Yeah,
and I didn't even get a bite of it.
Those things when you prepared that small pleasure and then it hits the floor, you.
Oh.
I cried at a food-related. I cry every time I watch MasterChef Junior.
Oh,
have you
so
seen that?
Yes.
When they kick a kid off. I get so invested. I mean, it's like they hook me.
They
I've never met
there.
This little rat child before in my life.
And all of a sudden you care.
I care so much. Yeah. I wondered, my wife and I were talking about, we're like, would we care as much about our own children as we do about the kids on MasterChef Junior?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
No, you wouldn't.
And those kids, I mean, the stuff that they put together is absolutely amazing.
I've created a Persian macaroon and basically, and you're like, you're an eight. How do you know what a Persian macaroon is? I don't even know what that is.
There's a kid on there named Riley who's like one. He's like a zygote. And he can't even articulate what he's made. They're like, and then what did you do? He's like, I made it. You did a semi-gloss? And he's like, I did, yeah. He can't even say what he's done. Ah.
If you want to go to the benefit tonight, you got to go to AXS.com, get your tickets. It's at Club Nokia.
Yeah.
End the sentence, a benefit for Innocence Project. And it's going to be hosted by John Mulaney sitting right here. And a lot of funny people. Jenny Slate, Nick Kroll, Sarah Silverman, Conan O'Brien. And it says, and more. But do you know who the and more are? You want to give us a little?
A great comic named Gerard Carmichael that a lot of people in this town and elsewhere around the country know just had a great HBO special. He'll be there as well.
Now, John, are you at the level now where you are very comfortable calling up these people and going, hey, here's what I'm doing. Would you do it? Or are you still going, oh, do I want to call Sarah?
No, I still feel weird about asking anybody for any favor
ever.
You're but like, it's not about, like, do I feel big enough to email? Well, Conan, I was nervous, you know. And,
well,
and Sarah and Nick Kroll I've known for so long that if he said no, I would have really been pissed off.
I didn't realize Nick Kroll was going to be a billionaire someday. His dad like had a business that investigates companies and sold it in like 2004 for $1.9 billion. Nick Kroll.
Comedy schmomedy. Hell.
My God, just sitting around making the yucks. You got $1 billion coming in someday.
Make him laugh, don't laugh.
Hell
I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Gallagher's dad is a billionaire as well.
Yeah?
So Gallagher's actually about to come into a lot of money. Gallagher 2, sorry, going to have to split the money. That's a fact. That's the same level as science has said that women would be.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true.
Same level of fact, yeah.
You want to stick around because up next we do a segment called Gold and Platinums where we look at the songs of yesterday that earned that gold and platinum status.
Oh.
So we purchased the music at one time and it was a hit, but are these songs still hits or one of these songs deserve to be crushed in someone's ass and never played again on the station?
Your mom's big ass.
Inside, your mom's giant ass.
They're So you're going to ban them from the station?
Yeah. They'll never be played again, okay? But you have to be all vote on of the five songs that we nominate.
One
of them's
got to
get crushed today. So you want to stick around for it? Gold and Platinums?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Gold and Platinums with John Mulaney next. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.